Congratulations. You have downloaded a really disappointing episode. This is the Yearbook Sportscast, but this episode is only out on a Monday because tomorrow's the day. I cannot believe where the time has gone. I cannot believe we've been talking about this for almost a year. I'm your host, Doug. You can find the Yearbook wherever you get your podcasts. We say that generally, but odds are pretty good that if you go somewhere, you're not going to find this podcast. But thanks for finding us. I cannot believe we've actually been talking about this for just about a year. The Emmy nominations will be announced tomorrow, Tuesday, July 16th. And it would be fun to say the West Coast-based Emmy nominations have the East Coast bias. But while the East Coast has an easy 11:30 a.m. time to get to see the announcements live and you're fully awake, you really don't have to get up all that early, 8:30 in the West, to see the nominations firsthand. We say that, but 8:30 is way too early. For a year, we have been talking about giving Patricia Clarkson the Emmy right now. We've said as soon as the series premiered, give her the Emmy right now. Don't even bother with the nominations and the ceremony. Give Patricia Clarkson the statue right this second. This is for her supporting role in last summer's HBO miniseries Sharp Objects. Because when the show premiered, we said there won't be no one better all year. And we stand by it. Well, tomorrow, the official announcement of a nomination, if there is one, will be made. Now, this is not going to win us any bets. This is not about, hey, look at us. This ain't Nostradamus over here on our part. Patricia Clarkson is a highly regarded actress. She always has been. Sharp Objects came out with a lot of hype, and she was mentioned almost immediately as a standout on the series. So even though we're the patron saints of underrated causes, maybe that's the May 22 in us, you would think that Patricia Clarkson would be a sure thing to get nominated. This contains no giveaways. If you've not seen Sharp Objects, we can't even hint at anything specific. And you might not like the series. We can argue over how many or how few episodes the series should have been. That's a legitimate argument. But Sharp Objects had one of the best things we've ever seen for a series. And that's all we could say. Thank you, former TV critic and now messed up author Gillian Flynn. That is true. Everyone makes fun of critics. The stereotype about critics is they're a frustrated artist or a frustrated something or a frustrated movie maker, and so they review stuff. Well, Gillian Flynn wrote TV reviews for Entertainment Weekly. If you have any old issues lying around or your doctor's office never recycles issues, you'll still be able to find her stuff in Entertainment Weekly. Then she goes out and writes best-selling books and highly sought-after movies. In your face, conventional wisdom. So Emmy nominations tomorrow. So we can write this off on our taxes. Let's actually make this podcast somewhat worth your while here. A few days ago, you already know this if you're a Rockies fan. A few days ago, the Rockies played the Reds with the two starting pitchers being Jonathan Gray and Sonny Gray. No relation. All right, that is interesting to us. But according to Stats, that's the name of the company, it's a sports data company. According to Stats, the last time two pitchers with the same color for a last name faced off against each other was this same month in 1933. It was two guys named Brown then. Doesn't that seem impossible? In addition to Brown and Gray, two human pitchers could easily be named black, white, green, even blue. And still this hasn't happened since 1933. That's crazy. How much of a pleasant surprise has Jeff McNeil been for the Mets? He made his major league debut almost exactly a year ago, yet he was nowhere to be found in the 2018 Mets yearbook. For the uninitiated, like a high school yearbook, the yearbook is a souvenir book sold by some teams that has glossy pictures of all the players and coaches on the team. And the yearbook often has pictures of guys who are likely to be on the team soon or has pictures of highly regarded team prospects in a section of the book called something like Future Stars, something like that. Important disclaimer. It is very hard to put together a yearbook because the players in sports change constantly. And no matter how big a star you are, you could be traded by next week. But that's partly the beauty of it. The book is published And then that's how it stands. It's a history book that can't be changed. So Jeff McNeil last year was in the high minors, but wasn't in any of the aforementioned sections in that year's Mets yearbook. Now, that could have been for any number of reasons, but nonetheless, last summer, McNeil gets his first major league hit on the first major league pitch he ever saw. And this year, he's hitting .349. That's really, really, really good. All right, the podcast is official.